Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CAF America Radio Network, a production of the Charities Aid Foundation of America. As the leader in global giving, CAF America offers more than 20 years of experience and expertise to corporations, foundations, and individuals who wish to give internationally and with enhanced due diligence in the United States. Through its industry-leading grant management programs and philanthropic advisory services, CAF America helps donors amplify their impact. This show is dedicated to these donors and the charities they support. CAF America is uniquely positioned to serve as the bridge between these important partners and transforms vision into meaningful action. Guests on the CAF America Radio Network are leaders in their field who share tips for success and stories that inspire. Our host is Ted Hart, the CEO of the Charities Aid Foundation of America. This is a live call-in show. Add your voice by calling 914-338-0855. After the show, you can find all of our podcasts at cafamerica.org. Don't forget to dial 914-338-0855. Now, welcome the host of the CAF America Radio Network, Ted Hart.
And welcome to this latest edition of the CAF America Radio Network. It's a pleasure to be here with you as we celebrate National Heart Month. And joining me here on the CAF America Radio Network today is Amanda Fowler. She's the Executive Director of Global Corporate Giving at Edwards Life Sciences Foundation. Welcome here to the CAF America Radio Network, Amanda Fowler.
Great. Thank you so much, Ted. It's a pleasure.
Amanda, it's great to have you here. Very important topic. Just to let our listeners know that we are also casting live today over on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/CAF America. And then in the left-hand column, you can just click on videos, and you'll see that we're live over there today. Amanda, our topic today is cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular health, but cardiovascular disease in particular is the number one killer globally and has no economic, social, or political boundaries. So this is a very important topic and one that Edwards Life Sciences is very involved with. Help us understand sort of on the macro level, and then I've got some very specific questions that I want to delve into, the work of Edwards Life Sciences and why here in National Heart Month, this is such an important topic.
Sure. Well, you know, as you pointed out, it's heart disease is the number one cause of death. I think most people don't know that, and I think a lot of people probably think it's cancer or a number of other diseases, but I frankly find it shocking that heart disease takes more lives every year than all forms of cancer combined. And on top of that, it's a growing health issue, and it is an issue in the U.S. and all around the world, and it's largely preventable. So if we can educate people and learn what the issues are in all around the world, I think we can really make a difference. So Edwards,
right.
So as a company,
build off from that, to say that cardiovascular disease is often known as a silent killer and manifests itself in sudden events such as heart attacks and stroke. So I think you were going to go on to share some of the work that Edwards Life Sciences is doing to raise public awareness about this danger.
Yes, I'd say, you know, in the U.S. and really developing countries, I think the greatest opportunity to really help this audience is awareness and driving understanding of the symptoms and the signs and also motivating people to get their heart checked. I don't know that everybody really realizes how important that is. So education is a really big issue in the U.S. I think in developing countries, it's more of an issue of access and really being able to have break down the barriers of financial issues. So on the commercial side, we innovate products that address heart disease, and we've been doing this for over 50 years, and it's really our passion. We have 11,000 employees all around the world every day who walk through our doors just eager to help and knowing that what they do every day makes a difference to save patients' lives, and predominantly in heart valves and critical care products. And that also translates to what we do on the philanthropic side. And we invested a number of public education campaigns all around the world focused on symptom awareness. And, I think a lot of people just think shortness of breath, I must be getting old, when in fact they have heart valve disease or some other forms of heart disease. And we can, if we identify it and flag the issue for them, we can solve that problem. What a difference that could make for these people.
Their lives.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
I wanted to really focus in on something that you just brought up, which I think is very important for our listeners of the CAP America Radio Network, is specifically this alignment of philanthropy with the business model and how you're able to help save lives by aligning those two factors. And I think for a lot of our corporate donors, that's an important factor. So can you bring us that story from the corporate side? Why partner with CAF America? Why be involved with philanthropy at all? And how does that enhance the work that you do?
Sure. So from the business perspective, we are very focused. Medical technology company, we go after heart valves and critical care issues, and we found that that's, if we focus on what we're best at, we're able to really help the most people that way. And we really took that same approach when we built our philanthropic strategy. And I know a few years back we were thinking, gee, it's been 10 years since we've had a formal philanthropic program. When we think forward, would like to say we've had an impact. And we thought back about the 10 years, we thought, we've given out $35 million to hundreds of nonprofit organizations, which is great, but we couldn't necessarily put our finger on exactly what it is that we changed. So going forward, we're going to take a really focused approach, and we are thinking about it in a way that we think about we can bring more to the table than our wallet, which is an important piece of philanthropy, of course, but also where do we have the most resources? Which mind share can we bring to the table? And also our technology. And for us, that quickly became obvious that heart valve disease is where we could have the greatest impact. And it's also a niche issue enough where we think meaningful change can come by bringing bright minds, cash grants, and engineers and academic bodies, all of which are in our wheelhouse naturally, together also with the products that we manufacture. If we can donate and bring all of these people and inspire them to care about one issue, what a difference we can make. So we launched
an initiative. So there's a lot of assets.
So
when you think
that.
Of philanthropy and bringing all that together, you're thinking of the total assets of Edwards Life Sciences in creating.
Right.
And I wondered if you could share again for our listeners when you have written on and you have spoken about this notion of community engagement initiatives. What does that mean, and how do you create sort of that 360-degree approach to the work that you do?
Sure. So we launched an initiative that we call Every Heartbeat Matters, and it's got a really specific goal of building up a community, like you suggested. And we have the goal that by 2020, our philanthropy will impact the global burden of heart valve disease by supporting a few areas. So education, screening, and treatment. And we want to impact 1 million underserved people by 2020. And I think having a goal really helps us all move towards, one area that we define as success. And by building this community, we can bring these partners together, and everyone leverages each other's strengths. So one nonprofit partner might have a particular strength that me being the hub and knowing what everybody's doing, know that strength we can fill in the gap of another partner. And we see this happening all around the globe, and the success in China can also work in Dominican Republic. And, you know, I think by keeping this community working closely together and thinking together and aware of what we're all doing, I think we can really, you know, certainly be much more impactful and mindful of what we're doing together and frankly, you know, leveraging some of the learning. So we found that to be really helpful.
So the interactive nature of this is not just bringing your expertise or just bringing money to the table, but also listening and learning and then bringing those those experiences back into the solution so that it's constantly feeding itself and learning from itself. So it's not just a matter of lecturing on a topic or sharing expertise.
Right.
It's also learning from the field in terms of what's working and what's not for real.
You know, that is really important. I think you need to do a lot of listening. And we don't ever claim to be the expert in a certain area. We really rely on our nonprofit partners. And some of them are going to be U.S.-based, and a lot of them are going to be based outside the United States. But it's the local organization that has the touch point to the people where they're listening. They know what's happening. And I think it's really important to focus on what the need is that they identify and invest in programs that really give them what they need to go and solve the issues. So we do a lot of that. But also, it's important to follow up and be a part of that and be an active investor. So we go on medical missions and we see the work being done. We are in the operating rooms. We see and meet the children that don't have the access to care, and we meet the parents, and we get a chance to really understand what's working and what is not working and which partners are strong and also which ones perhaps it's not the most effective use of our funds. So I think that's a really important piece, too, is being active.
I do, too. And Edwardsville Life Sciences is a terrific example of sort of this new breed of philanthropy corporations that that we see here at CAF America, and we see growing so tremendously here at CAF America, where you want to see your philanthropy actually on the ground, actually working with families and communities. Another model that might be seen as a little bit more of a traditional model is sort of, you know, give your money to, you know, maybe some, you know, big box charities that, you know, are doing good work, but you can't necessarily track your dollars to a community or to lives that are being touched. And by using this approach, the approach that you've chosen to work with CAF America, where you're able to make sure you have regulatory compliance for moving your philanthropic support, but moving it on the ground where it can do direct help. Talk to me about that internal decision to move in that direction, and why is that so important to Edwards Life Sciences now that's become a big part of your philanthropy?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we are a global company, and so giving globally is really important, and we try to have a good balance that is similar to how our company is balanced and on the philanthropic side. So we're younger in the international giving, although I think a lot of us are still trying to crack the code on this. We started international giving in 2010 and quickly learned it is hard to do. It's really hard to give money internationally, but really important. Like I said, you're investing in people who are right there in the issues, in the neighborhoods that you want to be in, and they know what the real problems are, and I think that's really important. I have to say, I give CAF America a plug, and I do it all the time. You guys are experts at this and make it easy to do, whereas it's many folks really struggle with it, and it's important to feel like you have strong, reliable partners, and compliance is huge, right? We watch over everything that we do and want to make sure, you know, the slightest nuance of a negative issue can change all this beautiful global work that you're doing into have, you know, some type of a negative slant to it. So it's really important to make sure that the investments are given out safely and appropriately, and there's someone else watching over it. And
while
I'd love to spend my time doing that all day long, let's give it to who is an expert at it, right? And
that makes for a really strong partnership, because of course you folks have the expertise in heart care and in the content area, and being able to move the money. And that's why we focus here at CAF America, as you know, on what we call the three R's, where we guarantee regulatory compliance, we take on full risk for the grants, but also our deep due diligence seeks to protect reputations. And I think that's what you were referring to, is sort of that third R, where, you know, regulatory compliance is very important, and of course the fact that CAF America guarantees that, that sort of helps everybody sleep well at night. Taking on risk, of course, is important for the company to be able to remove that risk from the factor. But that still leaves reputations, and you want to make sure that you have a partner who is watching out for your reputation and making sure that your dollars are going to a worthy organization that's actually going to meet the needs of the community, but also meet the desires of Edwards Lifesciences to really make a difference.
That's right. That's right. No doubt. Especially in some of the remote areas, it's really important, right, where just don't have the compliance structure in place. So, yeah, it's important.
That's right. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, I want to focus on the work that you're doing to reduce global burden of heart valve disease through your philanthropy and your strategic business alignment, and we'll be right back.
Remember, our podcasts and archives are always available 24 hours a day at CAFAmerica.org. If you're listening today, our phone lines are open. Call in and ask a question by dialing 914-338-0855. Now, back to the CAF America Radio Network and our host, Ted Hart.
And we're here live with Amanda Fowler, Executive Director, Global Corporate Giving at Edwards Lifesciences Foundation. And our topic today, which is a good topic during National Heart Month, is what the heart wants, combating cardiovascular disease worldwide. And before we went on break, I wanted to ask Amanda if you could share with our listeners this alignment that you're bringing to your efforts and how that is reducing the global burden of heart valve disease.
Sure. Well, it's a big issue, and we estimate 6 million in the U.S. have the issue, and we know millions more around the world are really suffering from valve disease. And we know that investing in the right nonprofit partners is important to tackling that, and we're measuring that. And we have impacted 400,000 people since launching this initiative 2 years ago, and that's direct impact. And then we have millions more that we're touching indirectly. So it's been it's really powerful. We have a goal of helping 1 million underserved, and I think the underserved piece is really important. So those who have barriers to care, their low income, socioeconomic issues, a lot of these different issues that we think deeply about, and we want to really change the statistics that are pretty morbid for a lot of these people around the world. It doesn't have to be that way, right? And so investing in partners who know how to solve it is how we're doing that.
Right, and without your philanthropy, these communities often don't have any other options. And so the difference that you're making here is not only changing lives, but changing communities.
Absolutely. I can give you an example. Belize, we invest in a program there. There is one cardiac surgeon in all of Belize, and he is also has the role of being the CEO of the one hospital there. Pretty amazing. But they have rampant rheumatic heart disease and no one to help them, right? So we invest in fellows that are leaving Belize to go and get trained and come back and provide that care there for their people. So it's a sustainable solution for them.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to your sense of building communities, is that you're training
mm-hmm.
people who then come back and provide the service. And so they're,
right.
it's not just a one-off philanthropic effort, but really you're trying to change the trajectory of care in these communities.
That's absolutely right. And in some areas we recognize we might not be able to completely change the outcomes. You know, some programs that are incredibly successful in, say, China aren't so relevant. So in, say, Belize or Dominican Republic, for example, we do a strong heart screening program. We go into barrios and we put up sheets in local churches, and we train fellows on how to do an echo and look at their hearts, and we find a lot of heart disease this way. But if we were to take a program like that to Africa, for example, they have long wait lists already of patients who need cardiac surgery. They just don't have the money to pay for it, or they don't have the care. So we invest in programs like Emergency USA, where they're building up a hospital there, and they're bringing experts from all over the world to do this care for these people, and in a way that it absolutely is not available or possible otherwise.
And that's where your philanthropy is able to be so targeted, because it's not one size
mm-hmm.
fits all. It's not just one program, but it's listening and learning on the ground and then reaching back to find those tools that can most make a difference.
I think that is really important, yes. And the more active you are with your partners, and the more you frankly hold them accountable for what they say they were going to do, and not just write a check, but agree to goals and check up with them during the year, go and see their work firsthand. The more you're there and watching over and being a partner with them, the more people are helped. It is so clear the difference you make when you are actively involved, and pretty interesting to see actually the difference.
And in addition, as you mentioned, to the dollars that you're able to direct, serve with pinpoint accuracy around the world with the assistance of CAF America, you also have sort of this philanthropic army of employees that are also
mm-hmm.
part of this effort. Can you share with our audience how you leverage that sort of formidable army of employees that can really help make a lasting change?
Yeah, I think inspiring people to become part of whatever it is that your philanthropic mission is, if you inspire them, people are the energy that are going to make that lasting change. And I think we have a really incredible opportunity by having 11,000 people that are really listening to us and really motivated and inspired to help patients. That's what we do every day, right? So we have an aspiration, and it's led from the very top all the way through, that we would like 100% of our employees to get involved in something in the community, whether it's something that we inspire as a company or something on their own. But what a difference we
mm-hmm.
can all make if we give back a little. We did an engagement survey, and part of the results showed 75% of our employees around the world are giving back in a charitable way, whether it's their time or their talent or treasure, which is pretty awesome considering the benchmarks are showing good results in the 30% range. But of course, we are competitive and we want to strive for 100. But it's pretty neat to see also how inspired employees can be and how motivated and how much they really enjoy the work. And it's contagious, honestly. Once one person goes out and volunteers, they talk about it and they share that experience, and they really keep inspiring and motivating more and more people. And frankly, we find that the more we talk about it, and we take our philanthropy now, I feel like in a very forward-facing way, we speak about this initiative in the underserved heart valve space. We talk about it at our global medical meetings. So we're talking with surgeons about this. And the more we talk about it, the more hands raise to join us. How many people we here that would love to go on a medical mission. They'd love to serve. They want to get involved, and this is what it is. It's moving beyond the checkbook, moving beyond product donation, but inspiring people, your employees, families, surgeons, nurses, vendors, whoever you're around, if they just get out and do something and join us or join whatever you want to do, we really see that having a big, big impact.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that that gives them a whole different viewpoint on their own work, whether they're in manufacturing or they're in administration. They know the company is doing good work, but it may not necessarily feel all that personal until they have a philanthropic experience.
Mm, it is so true, and making it personal is really important, Ted. You're right. Having employee touch or connect with a patient or someone in the community who needs help, that interaction is so special, and it does build a bond, and it does build happier, healthier people. So we really try to inspire this. It's never required, but inspired, and it's pretty neat to see what a big difference that makes. And we've got a pretty big engine of employees that we got to feed and keep that energy going. And frankly, it's hard for us to keep up with them sometimes. They're doing all kinds of things to get directly involved with people.
What we've only got about 3 minutes left, but I did not want to move on to the end of the show without mentioning the important work that you're doing with homeless communities, which often can be invisible, but they also have needs, and you have directed both grants and employees to help solve that issue. Can you sort of give us a sense of how your philanthropy has helped meet that need?
Sure. So I'd say a lot of the work that we do internationally, and that's a lot of that's done with you all, in rural China or maybe in the Brazilian Amazon, Vietnam, they're not necessarily homeless per se, but the lives that they live are so different. Where a bed might be a luxury, or sharing a home or a room, right, with 10 people, really different issues. That's a lot of what we are trying to support internationally. But here in the United States, and I guess also globally, we really look to partners that know what they're doing, and we invest a lot in the United Way through a giving campaign and program together with our employees, and we're trying to take this one global. So using the United Way and their affiliates, and they've got a really strong focus on homelessness and as an important piece of bringing a community to a stronger position. And so that's one thing that we're looking, like I said, to take more global and look to Cap America to help us out a little bit with that.
Well, we're here for you. We've got just 2 minutes left, so please share your best advice for corporate philanthropy and how they can really make a difference in partnership with CAF America.
I think the most important thing that corporate philanthropy or philanthropic people need to just be mindful of is do what you're best at, and have it be authentic and a natural part of your company, and lead with that and bring others along in the journey and share the stories of your success, of the young girl who was inspired or the young boy who got that life-saving cardiac surgery who we fought for and sent 10 emails for. I think making it personal, sharing those personal stories with your employees, with people that you're in contact with, I think that's what really can drive the impact and be an important piece of, frankly, bringing your company's mission to life. I think philanthropy has a really important role in mission and culture development.
Well, you've done a wonderful job in that, and we want to thank you for your partnership with CAF America. Amanda Fowler, Executive Director, Corporate Global Corporate Giving at Edwards Life Sciences Foundation, thank you for being my guest today here on the CAF America Radio Network.
Thank you, Ted. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to the CAF America Radio Network. Tell all your friends and colleagues to check out our production schedule. Sign up for our free newsletter and download our iPad and iPod-friendly podcasts at capamerica.org. Thanks for listening to the CAP America Radio Network.